Lent is not a time to be sad. Hindi dahil Kwaresma malulungkot tayo. Yes, Lent is a time to be serious. Serious with our life, serious with our relationships. We should be serious with our commitments, but not sad, hindi malungkot. Today, we take off some of the music, yung mga masasayang music, and we take off some of the ornaments we place in the altar so that we can just focus on one thing, and that is the foundation of our life, the Word of God. Pag tinanggal to lahat, dapat isa lang matitira at doon tayo nakatutok, yung salita ng Diyos. I remember, I have a very great admiration for the tennis player Roger Federer. For me, para sa akin ha, iba naman, hindi naman nag-a-agree. For me, he is the greatest tennis player who ever lived. He has perfected the art of playing tennis. And I watch him play many times. Minsan nanonood la ako ng tennis pag siyang lumalaro. And I watch him, he was so perfect in everything he does. Dun sa linya niya, no, sa tennis, he's so perfect. But I've also learned that a few years, once in a while, he goes back to his hometown. Bumabalik siya dun sa bayan nila. And he goes to his old teacher, yung nagturo sa kanya, his old coach. And there, he would spend time at magpapaturo siya ulit. I mean, yung coach niya matanda na, and you know, yung coach niya hindi nga nakaalis dun sa lugar nila. And he's even a greater player, but he goes back to his old coach. For what purpose? So that he can go back to the basic. Kasi sa sobrang galing niya, sa sobrang lakas niya maglaro, nagkaroon na siyang maraming style. And sometimes when you're overwhelmed with so many things, ang galing mo na, ang daming taong pumupuri sa'yo, ang dami mo nang pwedeng gawin sa skill mo, you forget sometimes the basics. And so he goes back, bumabalik siya dun sa bayan nila, hinahanap niya yung old coach niya, hindi nga kilala yung matandang niyang coach. He goes back, and he trains again at babalik sila sa basic. You put your feet forward, you take your racket back, and they go through the basic instructions. And many times, maraming tao iniisip nila, pag tayo ay expert na, we don't need to go back to the basics anymore because we are so good at it. Lent, I believe, is also a time that we go back to the basics of life. We are on a journey here on earth. Hindi po tayo tagamundo. Naglalakbay lang tayo dito. Our home is going to be with God. But all of us will have to go through this world, our life in this world. And in our life, God has already prepared a path for us. May dadaanan tayo. Okay? Na hindi tayo mahulog, na hindi tayo maantala. We will not be stuck in this world. So God has prepared a way for you. And we know that way. Amen? We know that way. Alam natin yung daan sa buhay natin. Kilala nyo yung daan natin? What did Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. And so God has prepared a way for your life. Parang tren tayo. Na pag yung gulong ng tren ay nasa rilis lang, it will really reach its destination. Makakarating talaga yan sa pararoonan niya. Kaya iniingatan natin na hindi tayo, like the train, hindi tayo madiskaril. Pag nadiskaril tayo sa daan na nilalagay ng Diyos sa atin, we will fall into trouble. Mamumroblema talaga tayo when we are out of place and out of the way that God has prepared for us. And so here we are. In the season of Lent, this is also a journey back to the basics. So that we will always remain in the path that God has given us in our life. Hindi tayo mawala. We will not turn to the right, we will not turn to the left, but we will really continue in that path where God has prepared you to walk in. Kung dyan tayo mananatili, if we would walk that path, we will really reach our destiny, kung saan talaga tayo pupunta. Now, Lent is a time that we go back to the basics. Why do we need to go back to the basics again? So that we will remain grounded. Amen? When I say grounded, it means to say that we remain in the path where God wants us to be. And sometimes if we are not careful, we are so distracted with many things in this world. Ang daming nagdi-distract sa atin. There was a French philosopher by the name of Blaise Pascal. Sabi niya, we live every day in an atmosphere of distractions. You know, pagising mo sa umaga, gusto mong magdasal. When you sit down to pray, biglang magri-ring ang cellphone mo. May kakausap na sa'yo, may problema. Then you forget about prayer. Mamaya, pagtingin mo sa oras mo, alas 8 na, alas 7 na, may trabaho ka pa. Then sabihin mo na lang kay Lord, bukas na lang ulit, Lord. You know, we are distracted. And every day we face so many distractions. Ang daming nag-aagaw sa isip natin, you know. Ang daming bagay, it distracts us. And we do not remain focused on that path kung anong dapat nating gawin. Ang Diyos ang nakakaalam kung anong dapat nating gawin sa araw-araw. He knows. But instead of listening to Him, instead of coming to God and finding out what it is that is necessary for my life, we go by the distractions. Eto na lang. Maganda to. And before we know it in life, lumihis na tayo sa daan na prinipare ni Lord sa atin. That's why I find many Christians, many of them are not in church anymore. And I ask them, what happened? You know, dati, araw-araw ka nagsisimba, dati, linggo-linggo nakikita tayo, then suddenly, pag kinausap mo, wala na. Wala na sa bibig niya si Lord. He doesn't talk about God anymore. He talks of many things, but not God anymore. And you try to find out what happened to you. Well, somewhere along his path, he was distracted. And he moved away, he veered away from that path. That's why Lent is a call of God to return, to go back to the basic. We have to be grounded in the Word of God. Amen? In our path, the enemy doesn't want us, ang kaaway natin, doesn't want us to walk in the path God prepared. That's why he also sends his destruction. He knows na madali tayong madistract. And the distractions that Satan sends to us is what we call temptations. Yung mga temptations na yan. Basically, a temptation is something which tries to remove your focus from God and transfer it to yourself. Yan ang temptation ni Satan. Okay? Temptation is an invitation for you not to look at God, but look at yourself. Tingnan mo yung sarili mo. Yan ang temptation. To set our our direction, yung direction sa buhay natin, instead of focusing on God and focusing on that path that it leads to God, Satan now says, unahin mo naman yung sarili mo. Ba? Pagbigyan mo naman yung sarili mo. Focus on yourself. That is a temptation. So it could be anything in this world, but isa lang talaga ang gusto ng kaaway natin, that our focus on God will transfer to our focus on ourselves. Bakit? Kasi pag nakatutok na tayo sa sarili lang natin, madali na tayong kunin ng demonyo. Madali tayong i-discaril sa buhay natin when we are not focused on God anymore. That's why we have to go back to the basic. What is the basic? Let's go back and stay grounded on Christ, because He is the way. Amen? Now, there may be other ways in your life. May mga options ka na ngayon. Ang dami mo ng pagpipilian sa buhay, lalo na yung mga bagong nag-graduate sa college, di ba? Offer dito, offer doon, offer dito. Lalo na pag matataas ang grades mo, nako, ang daming gustong kumuha sa'yo. That's why I always tell people who are job hunting, lalo yung mga kalalabas lang sa college, I always tell them, you pray first. You pray. Because there is a job there that God wants you to have. And if you fall into the wrong work, you might veer away from that path. And so, we have to stay grounded in Christ because He is the way. How do we stay grounded in Jesus? How do we stay grounded in Jesus? That we would not fall to the left or to the right, but we would continue in the path. How do we stay grounded in Jesus? We stay grounded in Jesus, in Christ, when we remain grounded in the Word of God. Pag yung buhay natin is founded, nakatayo tayo, yung sinasabi, grounded, hindi ka lumulutang sa ere, but you are grounded, you are positioned, you are standing on a very solid foundation, and that foundation is the Word of God. Some people have made themselves as the ground for their life. Sarili nila. Sariling yaman, sariling talino, sariling pag-iisip. They have grounded themselves in their own self, and they fall. They fall. Because that foundation is not strong enough to carry you through life. There is only one foundation, garantisado, that will bring you all the way to victory, to all the way to life eternal, and that is the Word of God. Amen? Kaya itong Lent na to, babalik tayo sa basic. Babalik tayo ulit sa salita ng Diyos. I pray that this Lenten season, bago matapos ito, you will renew your commitment to read, to study, to meditate, to reflect upon the Word of God again. Going back to the basics. I know komplikado ang buhay natin ngayon. Ang dami na nating responsibilidad. I tried to keep my life simple, but somehow, because of my work, it has now has complications. That's why kailangan ko talaga yung Kwaresma. I need to go back to the basics, because when life becomes complicated, you tend to become confused in life. Hindi mo na alam yung priorities mo. Ano ba uunahin ko dito? Then you go back to the basic. Start again and find that path where God wants you to walk in. In our gospel today, we see the temptation of Jesus. Yan talaga ang reading pag first Sunday of Lent. We see the temptation of Christ. The scripture says that after His baptism, He was brought by the Holy Spirit to the desert. Sino nagdala sa kanya doon? Ha? Kasasabi ko lang. Who brought him to the desert? Okay. The word used there that he was brought by the Holy Spirit, it implies that he was even pushed. Tinulak siya papunta doon. Ayaw niya sana. Who would want to go into the desert? There is nothing in the desert. You will not find anything in the desert. But he was led. He was not led. He was brought there. He was pushed there by the Holy Spirit. Why? Anong meron sa disyerto? Wala. Wala. And minsan, sa buhay natin, kailangan natin pumasok din sa disyerto. Not the physical desert, but sometimes the desert of Lent. Where there is nothing to distract you. Amen? Walang nagdi-distract sa'yo. Nasa bahay ka, ang daming pagkain sa refrigerator. Sa gabi, pupunta ako sa banyo. The middle of the night, I have to wake up and go to the CR. Yung CR na doon sa baba, sa may sala, nandun din yung refrigerator malapit. Napapansin ko pag umiihi ako doon sa CR, paglabas ko, yung refrigerator namin tumatawag sa akin. Halika, halika, may cake dito. Meron pang leche flan dito. So iniisip ko, you know, ano yung kanta na yan? Tukso, layuan mo ako. No? So, hindi ko pinapasin yung refrigerator. Biglang nauhaw ako. Kailangan ko uminom ng tubig. So sabi ko, now I have a reason. May dahilan ako pumunta sa ref. So papasok ako lalapit ako doon sa ref, bubuksan ko, kukuha ko ng tubig. Pagbukas ko ng ref, nandun yung cake. No? Hello. Hello. Diba? Nandun yung cake, nandun yung tinapay, lahat ng gusto ko nandun sa ref. At may manaririnig akong boses sa isip ko, konti lang naman, hindi naman aakyat yung sugar mo sa kalahating cake. So iniisip ko, nga naman, di ba? Tapos nung natikman mo na yung cake, yung leche flan, konti lang. Konti lang. Di naman tataas ang sugar mo niyan. Maliit na. Di nga mapansin ang katawan mo yan. O kuha ka naman ng konting leche flan. Diba? Mamaya mapapansin mo, nauubos na yung leche flan. Pagkatapos nakita mo yung cake kalahati na lang, ubos na yung leche flan. Anong pumapasok sa isip mo? Patay kung patay. Diba? Patay kung patay. Bahala na. Ngayon na. Tulog. You see, temptation works that way. That's why Jesus was led in the desert because there was nothing there. Walang refrigerator doon na, halika. There is nothing to distract you. And sometimes God would lead us to places in our life, situations in our life, that we will not be distracted by people, we will not be distracted by food, we will not be distracted by money. Kaya may lumalapit sa akin, Bishop, pag-pray mo ako, walang-wala talaga ako, wala akong pera. Salamat sa Diyos, baka kailangan mo yan. Mahiwalay ka muna sa pera. You know, there are other things more important in life than money. So sometimes God removes the money for a while. You enter that desert. Okay? Jesus was led into the wilderness, into the desert where there is nothing, so he could get in touch with himself and not be distracted by many things. One of the things that we need to get in touch with is our weaknesses. And so Jesus was there. And after 40 days of no food, no water, 40 days, Jesus had only the time to contemplate on himself and on his God, his Father. After 40 days, nakaramdam na siya ng gutom. He was hungry now. Really hungry. Then the devil came. Sabi nga ni Bishop Ricardo sa akin, do not forget the enemy does not fight fair. Hindi lumalaban ng patas yan. Kaaway natin. Hahanapin niya talaga yung weakness mo. And he will wait for you to be very weak, then he will come to you. Hindi ka kakalabanin ng demonyo kung saan ka malakas. He'll not fight you where you are strong. He looks for your weakness. And when he finds your weakness, he waits until you are at your weakest point, then he comes to you. After 40 days of fasting, now the devil came. Alam niya na, gutom na si Jesus. And the first thing he said to him, tingnan mo yung unang temptation. Christ was there in the wilderness to fast and to pray. He was there to focus on God. Now the devil says, you know, gutom ka na eh, di ba? Anak ka naman ng Diyos. May unga ba garo Diyos nga nagugutom? Di ba? Hindi kita magutom, may unga kita eh Diyos. Do yun mga ginahambal at demonyo ka na ron. And the devil pointed to him, turn these stones into become bread. Why suffer? You can eat now. Turn these stones to become bread. You know, in the Judean desert where Jesus fasted, that desert place, according to my research, maraming bato dyan, hindi buhangin, bato. At yung itsura ng mga bato doon, bilog, parang mga tinapay, loaf bread. Ganyan ang marami doon, bato. And you know, after a while, pag nagfa-fasting ka, alam mo, iniisip ko si Jesus, nung nagfa-fasting siya, after 40 days, tinitingnan niya yung mga bato na yan sa desert, ang tingin niya siguro tinapay na. Diba? Ang tingin niya tinapay na. Iniisip niya na yan. And the devil came, sabi niya, yeah, get one of the stones, turn it into bread. And what did Jesus say? Huh? Can anybody remember anong reaction ni Jesus sa kanya? Huh? Ikaw nga, tatanungin kita, when the devil comes to you, what will you say? And tempts you, what will you say? In Jesus' name, get out, Satan. Sabi ko, sana ging tabog at anana tong demonyo nga to, wanang problema na. No, he did not do that. Because he knew it was a test. The testing of your faith. Sabi niya ni St. James, rejoice, my brothers, when you go through different kinds of trials. Why will you rejoice in the midst of those trials? Because the testing of your faith brings perseverance. And perseverance will bring something else. It will bring so many things in your life. At the end, sabi niya, it will build character in you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Naintindihan niyo bang sinasabi ko? Kung magpapa-opera ka, naghahanap ka ba ng doktor na hindi talaga pumasa sa board? O hinahanap mo yung doktor na pasado at lisensyado na? Ako mag-o-opera sa'yo, pasensya na ha, ilang beses ako kumukuha ng test, hindi ako pumapasa eh. Sige lang, mura lang yung bayad. O ito, kiwaon kung man na imong tiyan nga ron. Ayaw mo ng ganyan, di ba? Gusto mo yung doktor na pumasa sa examination. Because you know that doctor has really studied well. Ganun din tayo. If we're going to follow Christ, we will go through tests. We will go through trials. And so Jesus was there. But you look at Jesus now in his temptation. Wa tananagin tabog ro demonyo. There is a time, tabugon mo ang demonyo, may panahon na labanan mo. Ay tabugi. And so he encountered the enemy, and the enemy said, okay, there is now the temptation. Don't think of God, think of yourself. Gutom ka na, isipin mong sarili mo. Bakit ka nakatutok sa Diyos? Gutom ka na, you think of yourself, you feed yourself, you eat, you are the Son of God. Okay lang kay Lord yan. You go, you eat. And what did Jesus say? Huh? What did Jesus say? He quoted from the scripture. Sabi niya, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Why would Jesus say that? Because Jesus, in spite of the temptation, is grounded in what his Father said. That is why if we're going to go through life with all the temptations, we will not make it through until we are grounded in the Word of God. Huwag kang magbasa ng Bible kung inaatake ka na ng demonyo. That's not the time to read your Bible and memorize. You should be reading your Bible every day. You should be meditating on the Word of God every day. You should be committed to take the Word of God and absorb it and become, until it becomes a part of your life, not only when you are tempted. Amen? Nakakita na ba kayo ng sundalo na pupunta na sa gera? Sasabihin niya, sir, mag-practice muna ako ngayon, tapos bukas, gera na ako. Patay yan, sigurado. Soldiers, before they go to war, they practice and they train for years and years and years until they're called to war. Tayo, haharap sa demonyo araw-araw. Haharap, makikipaglaban sa demonyo, magbabasa ka ng Bible tuwing naglalaban na kayo. No. You should be reading and meditating on the scripture, reflecting on the scripture every day in your life, because one day the enemy will come. And he doesn't come when you are strong. He doesn't come when you are ready for him. He comes at a time you are weak and you least expect him to come. He would come. And the temptation is always to get your mind away from God and think of yourself. How many times have we failed? Because we have never grounded ourselves in the Word of God. Jesus Christ, when the devil said, you turn the stones, you eat, make them bread. Jesus said, man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. What is he trying to say? Yeah, I know I'm hungry. Yeah, I know I need food. But it's not food that I need only. I also need what the Father wants me to do. You see, that was his reaction to the enemy. He does not respond to Satan. He responds to his Father only. Why? Why does Jesus respond to his Father only? Because the word of his Father is essential. It is the center of his life. He is so grounded in the Word of God that even if there is a temptation to focus your life on yourself, you cannot be moved to focus on yourself because you are now grounded in what the Father said. Every day we have to take the Word. The second time, ginawa ng demonyo sa kanya. You know, they were in the desert level ground. Nandun lang sila sa baba. Nakita ng demonyo, hindi niya kaya. Alam mong ginawa niya? He brought Jesus to a higher place. At first, doon sila nagtempting lang. What is the lower ground? These are our passions, sensual desires, desire for food, desire for water, for drink, desire for sex. Okay? The bodily, yung pangkatawan na pangangailangan. And those things are not bad. Food is not bad in itself. A drink is not bad in itself. Sex is not bad in itself. If there was no sex, I would not be born. Hindi ako makakarating sa mundong ito. It is good in itself, but when you take it out of order, when it becomes the addiction of your life, your focus in life, that's the problem. Kung yung mga bagay na yan, nakatutok lang yan sa sarili mo. And it becomes bad. That's what Satan wants Jesus to do. And so hindi niya nakaya si Jesus. Jesus is focused not only on his bodily desires, but his focus on what God is saying. And so the devil brought him to a higher place. Saan siya dinala ng demonyo? He brought him to a very high mountain. Hindi ka makuha sa temptation na yan, kukunin kita dito. Sabi niya kay Jesus, you look at the kingdoms of this world, tingnan mo tong kaharian sa buong mundo, I will give that to you. Is it possible that Satan can give Jesus the kingdoms? Yes, because at first kay Adam yan binigay, Adam turned it over to Satan. Now Satan owns, he is the God of this world. And he's telling Jesus, you know, I can give you this. Pwede kong ibigay sa iyo to. All you need to do is bow down and worship me, that's all. Ngayon lang, kahit one time lang, lumuhod ka lang. Hindi ko naman sinabi, buong buhay mo, luluhod ka lang sa akin. Just one time, di ba? Ganun naman yung temptation minsan, di ba? Isang beses lang. Kunin mo yan, isang beses lang. Huwag mo nang ulitin, sige, kunin mo lang, isang beses lang. O, ayun. Before you know it, paulit-ulit na yan. Sumama ka sa babaeng yan. Isang beses lang, wala namang makakaalam. Isang beses lang. Ganyan ang temptation ng enemy. You just kneel before me, just this once. Kneel before me, I give you the kingdoms. What is that temptation? The temptation for power. The temptation for control and power and abilities. Yeah, sabi ni Jesus, power is good in itself. Power is not bad. Power means the ability to change the things around you. You know power, eh? You have the ability to change things around you. That's not bad. It only becomes bad when it becomes the focus of your life. Nakatutok ka na doon. I want control. I want power. I want to be the top boss and everything. That becomes bad for you. And what did Jesus say? Yun ang offer ng demonyo sa kanya. He did not respond to the enemy. Hindi niya sinabi, o nga, no, ang ganda. Hindi niya sinabi yan. You know what he said? In his heart, he said, no. Worship the Lord your God only. God is in control. God is the one who has the power. I don't need to have power. I just need God in my life. Hindi pa nakontent yung demonyo. He could not tempt Jesus. He brought him to the highest place. Where is that? At the pinnacle of the temple. You know, the temple symbolizes the center of society where everybody goes to worship God. In that very center, the highest point, Satan brought Jesus there. Sabi niya, you jump, tumalun ka. Then he quoted Psalm 91. Alam din ng demonyo yung scriptures eh. He will put his angels charge over you to watch over you so that you will not strike your feet upon a rock. You jump, the angels will save you. What did Jesus say? Huh? Okay. You will not tempt the Lord your God. Amen. What was the response of Jesus? Was Jesus responding to enemy? He was not responding to Satan at all. He was responding to the Word only. Don't tempt the Lord your God. What is that pinnacle? What is that? What is the temptation there? The temptation for glory and honor. Glory and honor is not bad in itself. Ang problema, kung magiging addict ka sa dungog mo, you become so engrossed with your own honor, yun na lang hinahabol mo palagi, yung iroy mong dungog na ron. Bukot malain ro dungog. But if that becomes the goal of your life, that I will have the honor, I will have the glory, and some people can go without food, kaya nilang walang pagkain, walang manggad, kaya nilan, because they're so obsessed with honor. We can be obsessed with honor sometimes. And you know what Jesus said? No, I'm not going to be obsessed with honor. I will not tempt the Lord my God. And the scripture says the devil left him. Iniwan na lang siya ng demonyo. Satan left him. Because even as a man, kahit tao lang siya, Satan cannot win. Why? Because Jesus was grounded in the word of his Father. Nakatayo siya. And this Lenten season, we go back to the basic. We go back, get your Bible, and you have to read your Bible every day. Anong three disciplines natin sa Lent? Yung tatlong activity natin that we will intensify? Prayer. But prayer without meditation is nothing. Meditation allows you to listen to God and hear God. Kahit na dada ka ng dada dyan, salita ka ng salita dyan sa harap ng Diyos, di ka naman nakikinig sa Diyos. Walang kwenta yan. That's why prayer has to come with listening to God. Okay? Second is fasting, discipline of Lent. Amen? Fasting. Importanteng fasting. But fasting without repentance is only what we call dieting. Nagda-diet ka lang. Minsan tinatanong ko iba, ba't ka nagfa-fasting? Gusto ko pumayat itong Lent. Okay naman, papayat ka talaga pag nagfa-fasting ka. But you see, that's not the goal of fasting. The goal of fasting is that you will return to God. You will return with prayer and fasting. So prayer without contemplation is not good. Fasting without repentance is useless. Ano pang isang activity natin for Lent? Giving, almsgiving, particularly yung pagbibigay sa mga mahihirap at nangangailangan. Okay, I know you're tithing, I know you're giving to the church, your offerings, but etong giving na to, this is a personal giving to help someone. Yan ang almsgiving. Bakit gagawin natin yan? Yeah, it's part of the discipline of Lent. Those are practices that will help you be grounded in the Word of God. Number one, you have to pray with the Word of God. But prayer should be with reflection. It should be with contemplation. It should be with meditation. Then you have to fast. Amen? You have to fast. You have to remove away the distraction that you will not be distracted by anything. Fasting is about making space for God. That I will not be distracted by food. I will not be distracted by my bodily desires. I will put God first. But fasting has to come with repentance. Dapat merong repentance. Yung pagbabalik loob sa Diyos. Okay? Giving will also make you grounded in the Word of God. Because that is action. But giving without renewal, yung nagbibigay ka na hindi naman nagbabago ang pagkatao mo, it's useless. When you give, there should be a renewal that happens in your life. Kung nagbibigay ka lang at hindi nagbabago ang buhay mo, para kang politiko lang. Ang politiko, bago nagbigay, sariling iniisip. Nung nagbigay siya, sarili pa rin niyang iniisip. But when you give, you have to give with love. You don't think of yourself, or you think of the other person that you're helping. That's why when you give, there should be renewal. Nagbabago ang puso mo. Kasi pag nagbibigay lang tayo, nagbibigay, hindi naman nagbabago ang pagkatao natin, then there's something wrong. You are not loving at all. But when you give and there is love in your giving, it will renew and transform your life. So that's it. Stay grounded on the Word of God. That we will remain strong, we will stand in spite of the temptation of the enemy to move us away na hindi tayo makakarating doon sa paroroonan natin. The enemy will try to disrupt you. You will not enter heaven. Ayun ang gusto niya, hindi ka makakyat ng langit. Pero sabi ni Lord, I am the way. Keep on walking in my path. Do not fall into that temptation. So how do? We stay grounded in Christ. We stay grounded in the Word of God. And how do we stay grounded in the Word of God? Let us take up the discipline, the cross of prayer, fasting, and giving. Na kung hindi mo nagagawa yan, Lent is a time that to start doing it. Okay? Start praying. Make time to pray. Okay? Make time to pray. But see to it that in your prayer, there is reflection. There is meditation. Start fasting. Practice lang. Bishop, hindi ko kayang fasting. Yeah, hindi tayo nasanay eh. So why don't you just start with skipping one meal every Wednesday. Hindi ako magla-lunch itong Wednesday. So I can have space for God. That I will not be distracted. That I would have clarity in my mind. Okay? But that fasting should be because you are returning to God. It should be with repentance. Then finally, giving. Give. Yeah, start giving. Ang excuse natin palagi, wala akong pera eh. Nakalimutan ko yung wallet ko. Nakalimutan ko yung ano. Dalhin mo, pagising mo sa umaga, alam mo, sa araw na yan, may taong lalapit sa'yo at hihingi. Magdala ka ng pera. Pera pang bigay. Hindi pang bili, pang bigay. You bring. Sasabihin nila, Bishop, ang hirap niya, wala akong pera. Yung kaya mo lang. Sabi ko nga, barya eh. Diba? Dami kong barya. Ayan, sige, mamigay. Start giving, start sharing. But in giving, it should produce a change of heart. Dapat nagbabago ang buhay mo. Hindi yung namimigay ka, hindi naman nagbabago. Start giving by giving your love as well. Magmahal ka, magbigay ka, magbabago ang buhay natin.